Let us just get into the sugya. Let us just learn over the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom. We hear in the Mishnah, Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha Vayoichol Odom Ad Shetechshach. The Gemara calls a shayla, Iboyilu Samach Lemincha Gedoyle Tanan, Eidume Samach Lemincha Ktana Tanan. What is the translation of Samach Lemincha? Does it mean mincha gedoyle or mincha ktana? The Gemara explains, Umishum samach lemincha gedoyle tnam, does the Mishnah mean samach lemincha gedoyle, umishum pesach, Dilma osay lemimsha, since there's a chiyuv to bring a korban pesach, Zman akrovis ha pesach, meikar adin, B'dievet is al kaponim m'sheishu machze. So therefore, half an hour before the Zman HaKrodes HaPesach, they asked already that one should not start eating. Du ma'osei l'mimshach, ba'osei l'mnuyei m'lamevet pisre. And he won't make a korban Pesach. Eidu me'somach l'mincha ktana t'nam. Or maybe the Mishnah means Samach Lemincha Ktana, that means Soif Shah Cheese. Umishum Matzah. And the reason one is not permitted to eat is because he might come to eat an Achila Gas of Matzah. He'll eat already a Suda Teisha Shois. We'll start eating, and we'll start eating then already, so the Achilas Matzah will be in Achila Gase. Rashbam explained, and the Achilas Pesach, they were in Doyig, because it's, Basel Tzli, there's always place and room and appetite for Basel Tzli, but a dry piece of Matzah, if one will start eating, Miteisha Shois, Seif Teisha, could be the Achilas Matzah will be an Achila Gasa. Mishamatza Dulma Osila Mechla La Matzah Achila Gasa. So the Gemara does not understand Pshat. The Mishnah is the Isar Achila because he might be Moineya from the Asiyas HaPesach. Then the Isar Achila starts from Seif Shoshishis. Or is the Isar Achila, else he might come to eat the matzah and Achila Gasa, so then the Isar Achila starts the Seif Shor Cheese. Omar Ravina. So Ravina said, Toshma, Lentana Baraisa, Afilu Agrifas HaMelech, Shohu Rogil Lechel Beteisha Shois. Agrifas HaMelech used to eat his first meal, teisha shois, the tchilas teisha. Is oisei hayoim, that's when that was his first meal. Oisei hayoim lo yoichol ad shetechsha. Rabbi Reise says, even Agrifas HaMelech, Lemaise is, has to make sure that he shouldn't eat erev Pesach. Lo yoichol ad shetechsha. He amrit bishloime samach lemincha ktanatnam. So if we will learn that the iser is samach lemincha ktane eine revusei dagrifes, then we'll understand the chiddush nagrifes. Ale yamrit samach lemincha gdoilatnam, my revusei dagrifes chal iser olei miikore. The iser was already chal, so what's gate meron that as yet he did not eat. He didn't eat breakfast yet. You see in the Rashbam, Pshat in the Gemara, but let's just finish the Gemara. Elamai, somach, lemincha, ktano, soiv, soiv, mai, revuse, da grifis, omotile, isman, isure, mau, de teime, teisha, shois, la grifis, ka arbe, shois, la didon, domi, kamash, melon. Let us see the Rashbam. Rashbam says as follows. Agrifas HaMelech, Melech Kosher Hoyo, So a girsen, Tosfos girsen, Rashbam was mimalchei hashmeinoi. We have on the side of girsen mimalchei hudis, which would be better. V'hoya oichel ad shotes. He started eating shotes. So the Gemara says, "My rebusei da heine rebusei da grifes." If we'll say that mincha means mincha ktane, so then we understand the chiddush of agrifes. Kloima, heine rebusei diktane bebrais. So that is the chiddush what the brais says. Afilu agrifes, the af al gav, the adayin loy ochal. Agrifes. Erev Pesach, but not eat yet. Uzman isure loimote akati b'shotchiyis ad la'achar tishe. Shotchiyis, he did not used to eat the beginning of the ninth hour. When 8 hours were finished, then he started eating. So, Erev Pesach, when he starts to eat, there's no problem. Zman isur leimoti akafi b'shotchiyis. In the beginning of the ninth hour, there's no isur to eat. Ad la'achatisha. After lohochi. Lo yoichal is not permitted to eat. Mishum demoshech lei ad zman isur. Because, we'll see later in the Rashbam, since he knows that the suda will continue through this man Issa, so therefore he is not permitted to eat. So it's telling us a chiddush. Later we'll see in the Rashbam Klorah what the chiddush exactly is. Chiddush is that even though the shas has cholas asude, it is man heter, but since it would be, he knows the shas has cholas asude, that the sude will overlap into this man Issa, so therefore he's not permitted to eat. V'yis'ane v'lo yoichal. Therefore, he's mechuyif tefes v'lo yoichal. Very difficult. This Loshon Rashi also says the Loshon of a yis'ane. Perhaps that's the Greek of the Loshon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that a grief is does not mean dafke yisane. We'll have in the Gemara right after the sugya a whole Gemara that one is permitted to eat yerokes, boso, peiris, not allowed to eat pas. So here two things are unclear. Number one, einachanami. It says over here a chiddush that he's not allowed to start a suda, the beginning of the ninth hour, since he knows it will overlap into the Zman Issa. Good, so he's not allowed to start a suda, but why does Rashbam jump and say he has to fast? He has an alternative. Either he can go and have a smaller suda, have an intent that he'll be finished eating before the end of the ninth hour. Or let's not speak about a suda. He could eat yerokis and peiris. The loshon b'yisan is very unclear. Of a kaponim, that's what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says that was the chiddush of our grifes. He didn't eat till now, and since he's aware that the suda will overlap into this manisa, he's not permitted to eat. So if it means mincha ktane, we'll see later. Then we understand the rebusa. Eli amrit mimincha gdoila lamayla. So, but if you'll say that the iser applies from mincha gdoila, my afilu agrifas. So, what is the chiddush afilu agrifas? Hamote kvar zman isure mishay shoyis ve'elach. The girsi in the Moiris Hagemara. The iser starts already mishay shoyis ve'elach. That's the tzrich lemeim of the osa bit miyah. The autumn mishum deloy ochel boil a mevedi sura. Chazal said, you're not allowed to eat mishay shoy solamailo, samuch lamincha gdoila.
So what's the chiddush? Apilu Agrifus also didn't eat. Nefreshteit zech, he's a yid like every other yid, and there's an isser achila mishay shoyis olamayla, tulma osilim nuyim mikolben Pesach. So what's the chiddush of Agrifus? They didn't have breakfast, they didn't have breakfast. What's the chiddush? Kedibinu lamayma lakama legorisla. In fact, the Gemara, good, so that you're timing very well. But if it means mincha gedoyla, we can't appreciate what the chiddush is in Agrifus. Nefreshteit zech is not allowed to eat. Like the Gemara, Saif my rebuse, the grifus, a motel, idon, isurei, koidem, sheigmer, sudosai. Like the Gemara knows, so what's the rebuse? It means mintrektane. But lemaise is going to eat from the suda will be nimshech into the zmanis. You're not allowed to eat from mintrektane. In a minche, so Mamelis is also poshut, he's not allowed to eat. So now, the Rashbam explains, L'chayre, why is it poshut? It's hischul beheta. So the Rashbam says, a gewaldike yesod, b'afilu Rabbi Yosi, the polik, b'hafsok as erev ha-pesach b'reish pirke. Afilu according to Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi says, by hischul beheta, one is permitted not only to continue eating after mincha, permitted to continue eating afilo at night. But omar sheloi lahavsik me'achash yischol lechol beheta. Dr. Ashbam, hochem moide, this is no shaykhis at all with Rabbi Yosi. Hochem moide doso, v'mikoro ledas kein hoya oichol v'teisha shoyz. He started eating B'teisha Shoyz, that means the beginning of the ninth hour. Shegomar, Vedaskeino Yo'ichu B'teisha Shoyz, Shegmar Sudosoy, B'seich Zmani Surei. Here, Lechatchila, he's eating B'deye, that the Gmar Sude should overlap into the Zman Issa. Uchemaschil, Lechel Achel Zman Yisurei Domi Va'osa. So this is equivalent, like he's starting to eat after the Zman Issa. Bachsach Mir Pshat in the Ashbam is as follows. Pshat is that if a person, Chazal Asel Bachsach Mir, one is not permitted to start eating. Ereb Sochim Somach Lemincha Lo Yoichal. He should not start eating. That was the Issa. If a person knows that the Suda he's eating now will be Nimshach to Azman Issa, so that's the Chmir, we consider, that's the Chiddush, what we see in our Gemara, we consider, since Bishas Hascholas Achilosoi, it's his Bidas to eat in the Zman Issa, so we reckon ki ilu the achile bizman ho Issa is a hascholas achile. Because since Bishas, now he's starting to eat, he has intentions to eat in the Zman Issa, so we reckon ki ilu hischil lechel achazman isurei. That the achila of achaz mani surei is an achila of aschola, is hischilechel. That is the chiddush of our Gemara. Rabbi Yosi is speaking about that a person was started eating beheta, and he had no intentions of eating, of overlapping into this man issa. So then we consider that the achila in this man issa is not called Ascholas Achila, because Bishas he started to eat, he had no intentions of eating in his manisa. So the Achila is considered Amshochas Achila, he's continuing to eat. Yelat, Chazal didn't ask to continue to eat. Chazal asked, you're not allowed to start eating. You're not allowed to start eating. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking, so what is the Revus of Agrifa? Since Agrifas knew that his Suda will overlap into this money, so Bishas Ascholos Achilos El Chalos, he knew this. So it's considered that the achila bisman iser is kemascha lechel achazman isuri. It's not called mamshich lechel achazman isuri, kemascha lechel achazman isuri domi. So you're not allowed to be mascha. So weiter, what is the chiddush of the bereise that afilo grifas is not allowed to eat? So the Gemara answers, mal de teime, tes de agrifas ke arba ledidom. I would think that the Suda that Agrifas started to eat Betchilas Shah cheese, his breakfast, that's Ka'arba L'didon. That's like our breakfast. Dummy. The Kivin the Lomud Lechel B'teisha Shois is first Achilas B'teisha Shois. Ka'arba Shois L'didon Dummy. So this is his breakfast. So this is like our breakfast. The yoichel gam hu matzalati oven gam hu kemaisenu. Since this is his breakfast, a person does not gorge himself the first meal of the day that he won't be able to eat later. So just like when we eat arba shoyis, we do not have to be doyig that the achilas matzah will be an achila gase. So he also doesn't have to be doig. V'yoichel not only want to be rechel, v'yoichel gam hu matzah l'tiyoven. He'll eat a matzah l'tiyoven. V'yoichel gam hu matzah l'tiyoven. So memeile, v'hilka. Hoyu v'akati lo'imotez man isuri. So the Rashbam says, now, since when he started eating, it wasn't as man isuri, he started eating chilis shot cheese. Nishri lechel betchilas tes, afal pishet imoshech sudose la'acha tes, kamashmon da'osa lechel. Now the Rashbam says over here, she makes a kugel, which is difficult to understand. The Rashbam goes with two cheshbonos. Cheshbon number one, between you and me, this achila will not be mekalkel the achilas mat, because by agrifas, shot cheese, of Agrifas is equivalent to Shor Dalet Shalom. That's number one. Then the Rashbam goes with another Cheshbon, that he started Bizman Heter. Vakati Leimot Zman Isur. He started Bizman Heter. So therefore, putting these two Cheshbonos together, Mela, I would think Agrifas should be permitted to eat. So the Shaila is, what is the Tziruf of these two Cheshbonos? This Manavshech, if Teisha of Agrifas is equivalent to Dalet of Kol Echad Vechad, so then if he started Seif Shor Cheese, but this is Dalet, that's the Chayil Cheshbon. Why does the Rashbam have to be Moisid? He started Beheter. And the Rashbam before said starting Beheter is Gomish because he knows he's going to eat Bisman Issa. So why in the Havamina of the Gemoreps we make a Besatzirot? The Achila won't be Mekalkal. And he's starting Bisman Hefer Bisat Tziruf. Why? What is Pshat in the Tziruf? I saw that Dvar Shmuel asked Sander Rashbam. He doesn't understand how this Tziruf works. I thought perhaps Pshat in Rashbam is as follows. If he would start Bisman Issa, well, you'd say he would start Bisman Issa. His Ascholos Achila would be Soif Teisha. So there would never be a Hava Mineh that Agrifas should be permitted to do it. When Chazal made Isurim, maybe you don't start looking that he had a bigger appetite, a smaller appetite, he didn't eat yet. Chazal never made halachas like that. Kol sekriken asurim sekriken baites mutmuta. Chazal didn't make such halachas. If you're not allowed to start eating from Teisha Shois Ulamayla, he's also not allowed to start eating. So then there wouldn't be a Havamina. Now what is the Havamina? The Havamina is because really he's not starting to eat Teisha Shoy Salamal. He's continuing to eat Teisha Shoy Salamayla. No, Chazal, so really continuing to eat is Mutter. V'arai, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rashbam before Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, first one was his school beheter, and he had no intentions of eating in this man Issa, and then all of a sudden, it came this man, and he wants to eat. He asks a Rav, can I continue eating? They say, about the Yavish, you can continue eating. So we see that the Emerson continuing to eat is no Issa, even though Lechatchila is about to continue eat. Chazal only asked that he shouldn't start eating. But between you and me, he's really not starting, because he started before. Now, Pshat is, since Chazal realized that since when he's starting to eat, his intentions to eat, Besayv Shortes also, and this will be Mekalkal, his appetite for the matzah. So Chazal gave it a din of Keilu, his maschel be'issa. Uchemaschel lechel achazman isuridami va'osa. That means the whole reason one is not permitted to start eating before is because we consider like he's starting, like the eating from Saif Shachis is also Ascholas Achila. Because since Bishat, when he's starting to eat, he has intentions to eat them, so we give that Achila a Shem Ascholas Achila. I mean, it's really not Ascholas Achila. We gave it a Din Ascholas Achila. This Din we gave it as a Shem Ascholas Achila is only because we knew that Lamais will be Mekalkal, it'll be Mekalkal Dachilas Matzah. Therefore, we gave it a Din of Ascholas Achila. So here it'd be a hava mine, since bepoilus not ascholas achila, we only gave it a din of ascholas achila, so there'd be a hava mine, this din of ascholas achila was only given to a person who will take be mekalko. But a person who won't be mekalko dachila, such as Agrippa, because for him it won't be mekalko at all, we never gave it a din of ascholas achila, so therefore it should be mutter. The Shem Ascholas Achila is the Oysa, and we're giving it a Shem of Ascholas Achila. That could be his Dahavamin. Kamash Malon, that no. We gave it, as long as he has intentions, Bishas Ascholas Achilosai, to eat Bizman Yisrael, so we gave him ready Bizman Yisrael also a Shem of Ascholas Achila. Kamash Malon, the Osalech. Ah, Vliyava Tanin and Somach Lemincha Gedoilam. Lekil Revuse Klau. So it's Poshit that he's not allowed to eat. The Chazal asked to eat Misayif Shoshishis. Vavashach Lemisne Afilu. Even the time Mishim Duma Osilim Nui Mi Pesach Vlei Mishim Achila Gasa De Matze Lek Lamei Mochi Mao De Teime Tesla Grifes Kedala De Didon. That means a grief, the Gzeire of Duma Osilim Nui is applicable by a griefish just like it's applicable to everyone else. Here the Gzeir Lamais is not applicable. Hilkach Shemini Minei De Mincha Ktano Tna. Dr. Isvis, Afilu Agrifas HaMelech, Perish Rashbam, Melech Kosher, Mibnei Hashmeinoi Hoya. That was Isis Gilse. So it's like our Gilse in the Rashbam. Veloidok De Besait Amrinin, Shegiye Lemikarev Ochicha Tosim Alech HaMelech, Zolgo Ein of the Mois. So we see he was not from the Bnei Hashmino, he was from the Malchei Hudis. It was not Mikerav Achicha. Shoyerogel Lechel B'teisha Shois. He started eating B'teisha Shois. Yesh Meforshim. What was the Chesna B'teisha Shois? Ushidelch Melochim Lamed B'gimel Shois. Poyom Misnai Ketalmet Chochem Lechel B'shoshishis Achrei Kumay. That 6 hours after he got up, he started eating. That's Achilas Talmud Chochem. So that's he got to the Cheshbon of 9 hours. Ve'ein yira. Dimkein havle lemeimer teshois lagrifas kishay shois l'talmud chochem. Not kedalat shois. That means Fakert, his whole Cheshbon was his equivalent to a Talmud Chochem who eats after shay shois, so not dalat shois. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Asi, aber matvel hu bemine targime, Rabbi Yitzchok matvel biyalki. Let us see the Rashbam. Zog de Rashbam, mitavu v'oichu min amincha l'maylo, targimo, peres uboso, v'loy lecha. Ohod nokat metabu shekol macholom al yedei tibu. So Rav Asi said that even though the Mishnah says lo yoichal
min ha-mincha l'mayla, l'yoichel means asude, pas. But basar u'peiris, one is permitted to eat. Rabbi Yitzchak metabel b'yarki. Zekter Ashbam b'yarka ha-yoichel yerek min ha-mincha l'mayla, lefi she'enai masbiya. Dachsach mir, we see there is another Lashon in the Rashbam. Dachsach mir, this first Lashon of the Rashbam, there is a machloikis between Rab Asi and Rab Yitzchak. Rab Asi said, he's allowed to eat peiris u'boso, and the Rashbam does not mention that boso is not masbiya. Mistamer is masbiya. To be peiris is also masbiya. Now the chiddush is, but as long as there's no lechem, it mutter. Chazal the issa was tirasude. That was the issa. As long as you're not even though it's masbiya, technisch gefeller. That was the issa. Rab Yitzchak, ha yoichel yerek min amincha lafi she'enei masbiya. Because he said only, that something that's not masbiya is mutter. Something that's masbiya is also. So chayre he's choylik. And it would seem from the Magi and the Rabbein Hananu that this is Pshat and Rabbein Hananu. Rab Tzodik mitabo b'yarki kloima. He has a gist of kloima. Oye oichol zemin amincha l'maylo. Abo lo hoye mitabo b'mini tagima. Fakel, not only yerek. He was only yerek. He was, he didn't eat. Mini tagima. Which is boso, peiris u'boso. And perhaps could be moisif another knaich. I don't know if this is necessary. But v'hod enokav metabol shekol macholom ayyadei tibol could be the Rashbam is saying here a vort also. Tana says metabol shekol macholom ayyadei tibol. Bacholam ayidei tibol, bachsachme means azoi. If a person is sitting down to eat, he has his gefilte fish, he has to have his dip, he has to have his chayn, he has to have his mayonnaise, whatever, as esach fish. That's a person, zetzach an excess in fish. If a person wants to chap a bite of fish, then he can get away without the chayn, without the mayonnaise. Kol macholam ayidei tibol means, could be kol macholam, mitzachavek zetz esen ayidei tibol. And that was the Chiddush of Rabbas, Megzach of Exerson. Even though it's Masbiya, in Kainim Anachnu. As long as it's not past, Chazal Asad past. But as long as it's not past, you could have your Bosa, you could have your Peiris, you could have your Tibble, Kazakut on Esrum. Chazal didn't answer that. That's why he chapped on Tibble, to tell us that, I mean, it could be a Geherga Achille, which has all the trimmings, which means afilah yidei tibul. Rabbi Yitzchak said nitazay. Rabbi Yitzchak or Rab Tzodik, whatever the gil says, ayoichol yerek min amincha l'mayl afish eini masbi. Period. V'nira be'einai. Now the Rashbam wants to say it's a different mahalach. V'migarer libo l'meichol. The first mahalach was, these are heterim, not chiyuvim. It's a heter, as long as it's not pas, or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, as long as it's not bos or a peiris, you're permitted to eat it. Now, the second Pshat Rashbam is nira ba'inai de megare libe lemeichel faker, that the yerek creates an appetite. Va'ochel matzel teyov in yoisa, he'll eat matzel teyov in yoisa, that's a hidom mitzvah, it's a hidom mitzvah sachila. That's why he ate the yerek. Loi hoye noyik kenkim erev ha-pesach, kdei lahamshich v'lecho b'layla. Kemrini v'sech ha-shabes ha-perek toilin, omar rav chizde, bar beirav loi lecho yarka, mishim degari libi, fakert, was hot of us, he'll eat yerokis, so he'll get more hungry, so then he needs bigger salary, so then he has to start thinking twice about if he should remain by learning. So this is not the appropriate food to eat. Look at the Omer to Mamela now, a new Mahalach over here, that this is a hiddur, not a heter.
Dom anami besomach rova, vishosi chamro b'mal yoyim de pischa, ki echad inkel libe. We have an appetite for it. Udvorim halolu, kigoin mine tagime, v'yerokes, mamshichem es alev lechem. So now, all of a sudden, the Rashbam says that mine tagime is also mamshich es alev lechem. The muchach nami bebroches. The muchach nami bebroches. Shayirigilim lechel parperes koidem achilas apas. Begarer es alev. Kedisnan birich al apas. Potras apapers. Apapers le potras apas. Alme de parperes koidem lepas. Alme de parperes koidem lepas. So, lechayre from the second Mahalach in the Rashbam seems to be Medame, Targime, and Yarki. Targime is also Megarer as Aleid. So then it's unclear. So what Omar Rabasi says, Avo Matul Ubamina Targime, Ab Yitzhak Matul Ubiyarki. Maybe the Sake, there's no Machloikis. It's very unclear. I mean, so what, why is it wichtig to tell us he used this appetizer, he used this appetizer? Perhaps, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps we could say that that could be Sviya. Rashbam said a Yesod that Yarke is not Masbiya. And we wanted to be Medayik that Peiris Ubosa Amasbiya. They are Masbiya, Bafal Pikin, it is Mutter. They only asked Lechem, they didn't ask Peiris Ubosa. Could be, according to the second shot, Peiris Ubosa, Mikad Echot, Amas Bia, Bafal Pikin, it's Megara Libe. Could be there are two different in Yonim. Achsme, there's Amaral. Amaral says, there's a person who's hungry and he eats. That's one type of achila. He's hungry. He didn't eat for 5 days, so he's hungry. There's another person who after appetizes, he has an appetite to eat. Fakelti is a taivis achila. That could be is no stire to svia. That means there could be a svia abo yedei achila. The afal pikein, it is not a stire to the migara libe. It could still be an appetite, even though the food mitzad atmoi brings with itself a sviya. Afal pikein, it brings with it an appetite also. And the appetite overcomes the sviya. The Maral says, Stratasis brings down a Gemara in Brochis. The Gemara says, that Chamre Tuve Gorir Purte Soit. So the most of the Rishonim Lehem Shat Niyana Gemara, that Tuve Gorir, if you drink a lot of wine, you'll get an appetite. Purte, you drink a little Soit. The Maral says, Pshat, no, speaking about wine, it's adasmai, to the gor, brings about a tremendous appetite, or putasoi, the sakasoi. But when you look at the taivis achila that he has, so it's no stira to the soy. It's soy, but it's gorir also. The soy is no stira to the gorir. So perhaps this is pshat and the Rashbam, then could be the zamachloik, according to the second pshat and Rashbam. Rabbi Yitzchok or Rabbi Tzadik only ate Yerokis, because Yerokis is not Masbi either, so Yerokis is ideal. It's Gorer without any Sviya. And according to Rav Asi, could be that the Chiddush, that Mini Targime is, even though it's Masbiya, that's how it seemed from the Rashbam before, but Afal Pi Kein, since it's Megara, Taivis, Achila, des Mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya, Nami, Hochi. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. So these Yesoides. that there are achilas which are mutter erev Pesach samach lemincha. Hashamish matvil b'vnei ma'ayin. The shamish is matvil the b'nei ma'ayin. B'nei ma'ayin means not in the b'nei ma'ayin. With the b'nei ma'ayin, he eats the b'nei ma'ayin ayidei tibu. The Pesach is later daf yudalad. V'noisnam lifnei ha'oichim, v'avol pi shein ray ledovo, zeich ledovo, shnemo niru lachem nir, v'al tizru el koitze. Let us see the Rashbam. Zog the Rashbam, Tanyina miyochi, t'oich lemini talgime erev ha-Pesach, k'day lahamshech es-alei. Hashamish matbil bibnei ma'ayim. Poima, bibnei ma'ayim shal behemais hanishchotis lesudas yotzer. He's allowed to eat the bibnei ma'ayim. So l'cheira, the first halacha is achay shemishpatik halacha. That means he's preparing for, he's a shamish, he's preparing the meal. So he's permitted to eat the bibnei ma'ayim of the behemais hanishchot. This is inferior meat. It's not a good cut of meat. It's inferior meat. It's permitted to eat it. Period. That's one did. The gam noise mehem lefnei ha'oichin amenuyim yachad ala Pesach kidei sheyoichlu matzo u'pesach letiyov. This is the second shot of the Rashbam. If a kelt lechatchila, he should make sure the oichim should also eat from the bnei ma'ayin. To that they should get an appetite. Berev Pesach koi b'tesefta de psochem. Rafulamin minchol ma'ayla de lelmin itanya Pesach samach minchol yoichol. But Hashem is matro b'bnei ma'ayim v'noisnon l'bnei ha'oichem. So the males ought to give it to the oichem also. You should give it to the oichem. They should have an appetite. Now, so the Braise continues, Vavo Pishain Raile Dovo, Da Achille, Moisheches Achille. That one Achille could be Moishech a second Achille. Zechele Dovo Yesh Ktat. But there's a stinkle remnant. The Chsid, near me it says, Niru Lachem Nir. Valtizru Al Koitzim. The Novi told us that one should plow the earth before the Zriya. That means in order to make sure that the Zriya will be successful, one has to be machsher the earth to have a base kibble for the Zriya. Is niru lachem nir. Like this, the earth is full of koitzim, of wheat, etc. So Memele, it's not roi to be mekabel the Zriya. So the Pasuk says, so make the earth mukshel Zriya, you should make a harisha first. Her alonu anovi, dugme, shechir shinesa karke, kidei lekabel as Zriya. Vim eina harusha, eina mekabel as Zriya. That the Zriya is not only totally in the Zera, it's totally in the Mekabel. And you have to make achonis in order it should be mukshel lekabel. Af odom ha'oichol dvorim she'ein masbiyin es odom. Poischin b'nei ma'ayim. So this is Pesach the b'nei ma'ayim. U'machiv enoisa. V'yekabel ha'machol shel asudah. Achei kein letiyove. Kein nire be'einai shitezu. So memele, so that's the smachte. Beren achilas moishechas achilo. Or you should do a pu'ula to be moishech the achilo. You have to make it, create a kli kibul ha'goi lecho. The ikra, this dikab sha. Rabbeinu Shloim is a keini pirsho kein. The Rashi has another pshat. B'nei ma'ayim, why is the shamish permitted to eat the b'nei ma'ayim? Poyul v'osik besude, yochol ulechol b'nei mai. Rashi doesn't learn this whole shtik teire of that an achille is geire tabes achille. Rashi learns this din of b'nei ma'ayim is a din, a choshen mishpatik, a din for the shamish. Since oil ba'osik besuda, yochol ulechol b'nei ma'ayim, mashadarch ha-shamish, ha-shamish lechol, rashoyu lasus kain, e'amincho ulemayla. This is what he usually eats. So Mamela is a heter over here, not a chiyuv. There's a heter that the shamish is permitted to eat from the bnei ma'ayim. So Bemison, there's a double shaila over here. There's a chayshemishpat dike shaila and a chayim dike shaila. Chayshemishpat, your shamish will be kimstu to nemen achelik and the meat. This is speaking, so the Teretz is, but listen, you have to understand, I'm cooking the meat, I'm smelling the meat. It's very difficult to be in such a matzah without partaking of the meat. So therefore, the Tana says, Ashamish matzah b'nei mayim, he's permitted to eat. That's in the Chayshemish for the Kishayla. Now there's an Achayim the Kishayla also, but how he's allowed to eat, what's going to be with the matzah at night? No problem. The ochel loy masbile. So therefore, he's permitted to eat. Perhaps that's pshat v'noisno lichnei ha'oichin. That's already, it's being a since ha'shamish map of ne'ma ayim. So we say there's a heter and a chaim also. So therefore, he's permitted, not speaking about giro taivis ha'macho, he's permitted to eat. It won't be mekalko. It's v'nois al nei oichim, so he's permitted to give it to the oichim if they want. What's the rai? Now the Gemara brings a posik. So we have over here, we just had two halachas. Halacha number one, achay shemishpadik halacha, that he's permitted to eat because it's difficult for him to cook and without partaking from the meat. We said a second halacha. We said that it's not masbiya. Now we bring a raya from a pasuk. Niru lachem nir. Kshaatem teichem, when you'll be matriach yourself, titrechu shetuchlu lehonois mimenu. So lachayre pshat is that when you're going to be matriach yourself, I'm going to plant a field. You should make sure that you should derive benefit from your tirche. Should not be a tirche in vain. You should have anor from your tirche. So the Torah says, what should you do? So to make sure that the zriya will be a successful zriya. Niru lechem nir. Is the shamish ze she'osuk besude. So he also should be permitted to eat. He should also, his tirche should not be a tirche sheyesh bayano. It's very difficult to understand the dimyan. So Rashi says it's very difficult to understand. We're saying, this is a reason for the Choshen Mishpatik Halacha. That he's permitted to eat, he shouldn't have tzar. And that would bring a ray from the Posek. Shatem Teuchim Titruhu Bedova Shatem Yecholim Lihonis Mimena. So we shtel to Achila Vashamish to Azri and Asoda Nir. I'm clear. Zog Taisvet. Mine Tagime, Peres Rashbam, Peres Uboso Beloilach, Leine Hira, the Marine with the Sefta, the Kaiser Mavorchim, Evila Fond of Mine Tagime, Mavorch Beremine Mazainis, and Mavorchim Beremine Mazainis, Alachamashis Amine. Greg Basra, the Yume Ike Hachi Nuy, the Mishani Bibois Aimer, my Mine Tagime, Peres. So the Mele. So it could be, it's the mini tagime is a loshin kloli, be kailo, zainis, and payas. Hier lochem nir, Perish Rashbam, a yidei hacharishe mekabeles azriye. Chinami a yidei achilas targime, yoichul matze. It must be in a raya that you could be machshir, just like by zriye need a machshir, so by achila you also need a machshir. But this is understood a little differently. That the raya is that this is a machshir. Vaidei charishim mekabel ob kabelas hazriye. Chinami yedei achilas targime yeichel matze. I'll be able to eat the matze. The place is mir charishe zriye trei milininu. Where do you see this? How can you derive this chiddush? That an achila is geirer an achila. There are two different pulas. Chrish is machshir the zriya. But you see that achila is machshir achila. Loidom ilishtei achilas. The Ben Yehuda wants to say pshatn berashbam. Losh Rashbam is not. Rashbam says that of a yedei af odom ha'ichul dvorim she'ein masbiyin es odom poischim b'nei ma'ayin b'machi b'noison. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat that the Rashbam means that a person who doesn't eat at all, so it's difficult for him asiyas tzrochov. So if he is not oisit tzrochov, so automatically he's full because he has a beten molei that he's not oisit tzrochov. The achila is ma'oirel the asiyas tzrochov. That is pshat in the poischin b'nei ma'ayin and the machi b'noison. That's pshat in Rashbam. So be'etzim, well, that's not the achila. This is dumi de charishe. Is another process that's done begufoy that enables him to eat better. That's what the Ben Yodah wants to say pshat. V'nire, that's what I say different pshat, shezeh posik moshulhu, ki inyin zeh. D'chsiv, the posik says first, im toshev Yisrael num Hashem elai toshev. Im toshev shikutzecha, perish, la'acher shetosiru shikutzim, ostashuvu elai. That means that Tshuva is only after your miyayish from the Avodah Zarah. V'chol zman sheshekutzim imochem v'nisya'ashtem mimeni leisuch lo loshuk. It says the yish from the Rabbeinu Shalom, therefore you can't do tshuva. K'chei amar Hashem niru lachem nir al tizro al koitzim. Kol zman shakoitzim b'soicho eine me'eles zriyos haklum. So kol zman that you're dovok to the shkutzim, so you can't get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vachinami ma'isi zeich le'dovol, sh'ochol k'tzas li'boi nimshach yoysa. Avok shloyochol klal v'nis yayish en li'boi nimshach ach achile v'abek ezerik evon l'chein. So he's bringing a raya that fakert, you have to, there are matzovim which are mishakeyach. So not eating, so a person loses an appetite to eat. So fakert, so he has to do a pu'ula to take away the shikrin, the yush. Just like over there, it's impossible for him to be a shov, kozman, he's tovuk, to the shikutzim. Zok the Gemara baita. Rove, havishosi, Chamra kuli mal yeme de pisre, kreche de nigrele libe, de negel matze tvele ute. Bedavke wanted to have a appetite, ki hegel de negel matze tvele ute. Now, what is pshat this matze tve? So the achoinem bring a raya, the hemek shailan de shultes, seminai shulte ayin bov, ois hei, Adam is manim, chayla gimel simen, reishnun beis. They bring a raya that tayesot that the mitzvah of achilas matzah leil Pesach is pshat every kezayis a person eats is mekayim a mitzvah be'erev toichlo matzahs. Very interesting lashon Rambam. Rambam says mitzvahs Rambam peik vavolach of alav milchus chomot matzah says mitzvahs asaymi a teira lechol matzah beleil chamisha osa. The mitzvah ti matzah shenem a be'erev toichlo matzahs. Umisha ochel kezayis yotzo yedei chayvosa. It means you yotzo with a kezayis. But teichl be'erev teichl matzahs. Every kezayis that one eats, one is mekayim a mitzvah. It makes one large achila, and every mashal that he eats is a chilek of the ma'isa mitzvah. So memeila rovot kavot areinchab mitzvah. Stach me dochoben an appetite to eat the matzah. Is rov aveshosi chamre kule maile yoyim de pisra. The whole erev Pesach he was drinking wine. There should be more matzah. Should be able to eat more matzah, because each kezayis is a new kiyum. Omar Rove, minoa mina lo dechamre migre gor. How do I know that one can get an appetite from wine? Snan, it says, beina kaisi salolu, imrot salishte shishte. Ben shlishi l'revihi lo yishte. Amret misit soit ama yishte v'ka ochel l'matza achil agase. Elosh ma'amino migrar gore. Let us see the Rashba. Ben ha'koises halolu, ben harishin l'sheini, ben ha'sheini l'shlishi, he's permitted to drink. Umishum, the chamra migra gorlei, who can the mephorish vozel? Ben shlishi lovi, la yishte shlishi, de birchas amozin. The kivan, you shouldn't drink after the shlishi, la yishte shlishi, de birchas amozin. The kivan, the loichai shinen oid le grire libe, since we're not chayish anymore for grire libe, he finished eating already. He benched. So therefore we do not permit him to eat, to drink. The nire kemoisif al arbo koisis. Looks like he's moisif al koisis. So how do we understand pshat in the Gemara? So pshat is, so the birchas Avram seems to learn pshat, that before the third kais, he's also nearer kamais of ala kaises. He's drinking more. Before the third kais, we have two alternatives. One alternative, he doesn't have such a big appetite. He won't be able to eat so much matzah. If he'll drink a lot of wine, be able to eat more matzah. Mitzad acher, there's a cheshman, it's nire kemoisif ala kaisis. That means it looks like that. Really, he doesn't have no intentions of being moisif ala kaisis, but nire kemoisif ala kaisis. So, you could learn shat, so the maile of greire is doiche the iser of nire. That's dafke, it's called man he eats, before he's holding before the eating. After he benches already, so now we have the nira. The Birchas Avraham asks a very interesting kasha. He says, how do you have the nira kemoisev ala koises? He says like this. This person ate, drank six koises. By the third kois, he's up to number six already. Who a matter raises the three koises, because, no, it's geira, taibas, achila, something. But he's up to number six already. Let's not lose cheshbon. But no, we will matter. So he says, now, what's the problem? After the six kais, and drink another kais. So what's, so it'll be number seven. He says, between you and me, there's a difference between six and seven. The cheshbon is four. Four is nisht avos tereden. He's up to number six already. So what's the chilek between six and seven? So he wants to say, that the vault is not kemoisef al arba koises. The vault is that each shtir is a shtir shalisa. He's moisef on the din koises. Not that the number is wrong, that you'll have to end up with four. Each shtir not shal mitzvah is nirik kemoisef al koises. So the first three koises that he drank before, each shtir was a shtir asura, but we say, but you have to take into consideration the revachim are going to get from it. He's going to have an appetite to eat matzah. So these shtir shalisa, we were matzah. The fourth shtir, which is now the seventh shtir, we can't be matzah because there's no heter of having an appetite. That's how the Bichas Avrom says pshat. My shvaga wanted to say, could be that the Rashba means differently. Could be the Rashba means not that the din greire is doiche, the iser nirike moisef. No, if he has a legitimate reason for drinking it, so it's not nirike moisef. You see, klar, he wants to, so there's no nirike moisef. The nirike moisef occurs after when there's no rotzen of greire, so what drinks to it stuff? So the whole nirike moisef is only chal after the tam of greire becomes bottle. Big mar, so mamele, so kaponim, you see from here that there's a greire, there's an inyan of, that it's geire, and that's why it's muta bein hakoises. Big mar, Yerushalmi nimtze lomo, why are you not permitted to drink, bein shlish rabi, kdei shlo yishtaka. You shouldn't get shikha. And what will be if he'll get shikha? The sulay chosei le migmar halila. He can't end halal. If he be shikha, he can't say halal. Porich osom aloi kvar meshukeru shrei shosa harbei besudosai. He's now, after the third kosh, you can't think about him shikha. He shikha, he drank a lot besudosai. Mishani yayin shebesai hamozain loy meshaka. Shalacha hamozain meshaka. But Yain B'Sech HaMozen is not Meshaka. So now the Goyin in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel says, oh, that's speaking about the Yain B'Sech HaMozen. What about the Bein Rishon L'Sheni? What happened over there, Bein Rishon L'Sheni? So the Goyin says, Bein Rishon L'Sheni is Zichah Meshaka. No, Chazal knew that up to Derech Shtiyah, Derech, the person is not Sheisaha B'Koy Demachila. So the mail there's no shash bechlal of Dulma Yishaka. There's no shash of Dulma Yishaka. Because you don't, guess that that's what the Ramah says, once you be careful not to drink a lot, Ben Rishon L'Shem, Dulma Yishaka, won't be able to say the Haggadah. So the Emerson, no, they were matter Ben Rishon L'Shem, because it's not the derech to drink too much then. Then Shani Lishlishi, then when one's starting to get down to eat, then he starts drinking. But then that's already Yain B'Seichas Hudu, which is not Meshaka. Ben Shlishi Revi, it's Yain Shachas Hudu, which is Meshaka, and he might still continue drinking much more, and that's why it is also. But let us understand, so what is this, where, according to the Yerushalmi, where do we see that it's Migra Gorem? Where do we see this Nakuda? In Lechera we have to say, because there's another problem. Ein Hanami. It is not Mishaka. Lechera should be also to drink. Maybe he'll lose his appetite. So the Dvar Shmuel asks, so could be you won't lose Yaakov. These rights, Mikra Gora. The Gemara said, Rove was Machadish that Fakert is an Indian to drink wine in order to get an appetite. Minoa minolo dachamre migre gore, tisnan, in a kaisis alolo. So where do we see from here that it's gore? I mean, too much drinking, we're not afraid. As Isaac the Goyin, or else the shash meshakya. So there's not a shtiyah of shikras. So what's the raya? It's gore. Maybe it's not soid. Oops. That's very unclear. Where do you see that it's gore? Where do we see the union of gore?
Zog Toisves, Voho damrine beperik keitzen mevorchim, tachamre soid mesameach, v'parashosam datu v'gorir pur tesoid, mentioned before, Raiv v'parashom lam shat, that a little wine is soid and a lot is gorir. Zog the Gemara weiter, Rav Sheishes habe Yosef betanise kol male yeme de pischa. Rav Sheishes was Yosef betanis erev Pesach, a whole day. So the Gemara name kasova Rav Sheishes samach la mincha gdoyla tana. He understood pshad the Mishnah samach la mincha gdoyla. Mishem pischa hu dul me mimshech vosil vnu me mevet pischa. Maybe he'll be nimshach and he won't make the kolben Pesach. Vesova lo ki hoda marabo ishi ha marabo lozer. And the Mseire was Machshav Yeshechted a Kolben Pesach L'Shem Pesach from the morning. And Mitzafre is Man Pischehu. The Kula Yoyim Echozila Pischehu. He holds, the Mseire holds the whole day is kosher for Kolben Pesach. The Sovar Bein Arbaim, what is the translation Bein Arbaim? Bein Erev the Esmel, from the end of the night of Yudalid, the erev the idne till the beginning of the night of the night to Tezvav, the you can shech the Kolben Pesach. So that means the whole yom Yudalid you have to shech the Kolben Pesach. So that's how the Gemara understood pshat in Rav Sheishes. It's Rav Sheishes held by the Eved. Man Shchitas HaPesach is Kol Hayoim. And Rav Sheishes learned that the Isar Achila is that one, when this man Pesach is one, is not permitted to eat because he might be Meineya himself from a Kol, the Shchitas HaPesach. So therefore Rav Sheishes did not eat a whole day. So the Gemara says, Omri Loi. That's not Pshat Rav Sheishes. Shani Rav Sheishes, this Nisadeh. Rav Sheishes fasted the whole day. He toim b'tzafra midi lo to la'aba mani le'michle. If you ate a little bit by day, you could not eat at night. Zot the Rashbam. Name k'sova Rav Sheishes, some of the mentors do it, nana mishim Pesach. K'sova lo b'shchitas Pesach, abidu b'em seire. Tamakula yoim is man shchito. Umay b'in abayim d'rsiv b'Pesach. How could it be? It says, "Bein abayim, bein erev de id, nel erev de esmer." Shekola erev de esmer, d'ayne mishiala muda shachar of yom yedalad, erev de id ne to the erev of tezvot. Mishochi misane kula yoyme, because the whole day is man shchitas haPesach. Vaf opish loyer Pesach biyomo. So what does he have to be afraid of? Hoil the itzer itzer. Since already there was an iser, is man shchitas haPesach to eat. Lemeil, that's what he didn't eat. Bitoy midi betzapche, lemotz lemeichel, matzel et yovein liyut.